Are you sick and tired of the same old political talking points with no real solutions? Inaction isn't leadership. It's time for new leadership in Michigan's 1st District. Someone with fresh perspectives, new ideas, and a willingness to listen to the people they serve. It's time for change. I'm Justin Michael, and I'm running for U.S. Congress to put Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula back on track. Let's bridge the divides together. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Welcome back into the show. Second half hour here on this Tuesday, December 2nd, 2025 edition. Greatly appreciate Ian Murphy, the fight, everything he and his attorney David Delaney are doing over there at the Iron Pig Smokehouse in Gaylord. Two locations. One downtown, been there for years. New location on Old 27, 4029 Old 27. Basically, you get off of I-75 at the South Gaylord exit. Number 279 is Old 27. Head south 1 mile. It's on the east side of the road. You can't miss it. Greatly appreciate him and everything that they're doing. And hopefully be able to get you guys to go and visit. They'll have the brisket platter. That's my favorite. Love their mac and cheese. Love the brisket. Love everything about it. Get the platter. Tell them Trucker Randy sent you. Well, he might be back in next year's election. Poll recently just came out by MERS News Service, actually conducted by Winning Strategies, general political consulting firm run by a Flushing-based consultant. Excuse me, David Forsmark. He only polled 363 likely regular Republican primary voters up in the UP just before Thanksgiving, asking a very specific question about two politicians. Polling regarding the 38th state Senate district in the UP, the Western, I believe, 12 counties, because three of the counties, I believe, are in the 37th. Excuse me. John DeMoose's district, 38th district, is the current term-limited state senator, Ed McBroom. He cannot run for re-election next year. Well, it's kind of interesting. He did a poll, this David Forsmark, 363 likely regular Republican primary voters as to who they would vote for to replace the outgoing term-limited state senator Ed McBroom. Well, the two that he asked about was former state representative Beau LaFave, Iron Mountain, and Dave Preston, state representative, currently Republican from Cedar River, in a head-to-head matchup. Well, LaFave got just under 60% of the vote, 59.78%. During the 2024 presidential election, 87,612 voters in the 38th state Senate district turned out to vote for President Donald Trump. But based on the press release and polling data of the 363 respondents' sample size within one state Senate district is statistically very significant, given that statewide polls often only poll 500 to 700 people. The numbers provided to MERS News Service showed LaFave was backed by 217 respondents. Preston by 146. Well, in responding to this data and this press release, former State Representative LaFave said, nobody wants to pay attention to politics between Thanksgiving and Christmas. And I'm going to try to keep trying anyway. Explaining that he's been visiting a lot of Republican Party meetings. He's informed UP precinct delegates about his campaign and plans to begin door knocking in January. Well, in this Republican primary race to replace term-limited Senator Ed McBroom, LaFave, along with Preston, also Chris Reynolds, a high school football coach in Delta County, Kayla Wickstrom, who tried to run for Preston's seat last year as a Libertarian, losing with only 2.2% of the vote. Now, the interesting thing about this race, Preston, the current state representative, is being endorsed, supported by state legislature's current UP delegation of lawmakers. Ed McBroom himself, the term-limited state senator, newly elected Carl Bonack of Negaunee, Greg Markanen of Hancock, all have come out in favor of Preston. Interesting thing about it, LaFave had worked as Mark Cannon's chief of staff. No longer in that role, Mark Cannon actually has come out and endorsed his opponent. Insider gossip suggests that Preston has been preferred by some to protect Bonack in his competitive 109th Marquette-based House District. They argue that LaFave's candidness and conservative reputation could turn off moderate ticket splitters in Marquette, the UP's most populated city, from supporting Bonack down the ballot. LaFave explained that the legislators gave him a heads up a few days before announcing their endorsement. That's a common courtesy that most people do. Well, at first I was shocked and a little bit hurt, but apparently friendships don't really mean anything in this game. But that's four voters out of 300,000. And I guess I have to go and try to get the other 299,996. However, it might help if you have two completely unknown candidates. The fact of the matter is that I have the highest name ID in the Upper Peninsula of any sitting, living, current, or former state representative. LaFave is a 33-year-old, served in the state house from 2017 through 2022. He studied international relations and political economy at Michigan State University. He also earned a law degree from Wayne State University this year. LaFave right now is practicing criminal law in Dickinson County. You may remember he also tried running for Secretary of State at a spring Michigan Republican Party run endorsement convention back in 2022. When asked if he still has a residence in the Lansing area, he said his house in the capital city has accepted an offer for sale. I bought the house when I was first elected back in 2017, and it really did serve me well for my time in the legislature as a temporary resident, and then helping me with a place to put my head down when I was going to law school. But I never really considered it to be my home. So, it's official, and it appears, according to early polling, that Bo LaFave is the early leader in the replacement of Ed McBroom up there in the UP. Well, for my listeners in the UP, I would personally, if I lived in the UP, I would be voting for Dave Preston. I understand that Beau LaFave would like to consider himself a conservative. I don't. And his snarkiness and his comments, which has earned him many, many, many MERS News Service quote of the days, not necessarily, I think, in the best interest of the 38th Senate District. So again, if I was voting in that August primary next year, I'd be voting for Dave Preston. But you guys do what you want. It's your district. I don't live in the 38th. I live in the 37th. But we'll continue to follow this race and continue to follow any polling. But I do find it very interesting that the current state senator, Ed McBroom, and even Mark Cannon, who employed Beau LaFave to be his chief of staff, are endorsing Preston, not Beau LaFave. So we'll continue to follow this story, see where it goes, but it's just something that popped up on my radar, and I wanted to make sure you guys were aware of it. Short little story, kind of interesting. Michigan Supreme Court renamed its Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Unit in an order that now acknowledges the moniker has become a political lightning rod, quote, end quote. Justice Elizabeth Welch's concurring statement notes that the change, which takes effect immediately, comes amid the realization of two seemingly contradictory facts: that DEI is now a polarizing concept in American life, while at the same time a commitment to fairness, acceptance of others, and equity is not, which is what they've renamed that particular unit. Justice Brian Zara, the court's only Republican-nominated justice, and Welch agreed that the term DEI has become a political lightning rod. However, Zara dissented on changing the unit's name to the Commission on Fairness and Public Trust, writing that he strongly believes that the programs, policies, and rhetoric of the DEI are divisive and threatening the fundamental promises of America, that being equality under the law and justice for all. Zara voted in favor to dissolve the commission altogether, added that the main problem with the court order, which came just before Thanksgiving, has nothing to do with partisanship or ideology, and it doesn't implicate DEI or how the court addresses unfairness. The issue here, he wrote, is one of transparency and integrity of our Republican system of government. The committee, the DEI committee in the Supreme Court, was created back in January of 2022. We'll wrap this story up, a couple more sentences, right after this break.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation, or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The gun doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north, and you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the gun doctor.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmithing. Call 231-838-5571.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number two. I'm just going to wrap up this story regarding the Michigan State Supreme Court renaming a commission that, according to Justice Zara, he doesn't even remember who created it and when was it created. Zara noted in a footnote, the origins of this commission are a mystery. As a proposal to even create it was never discussed by the court, and its existence went almost entirely unmentioned and never talked about. What was the purpose of this commission? Well, the newly named Fairness Commission is to assess and work toward elimination of disparities in court experiences, according to the court order. The 25-member commission includes members of the Michigan Court of Appeals, as well as circuit, district, and probate judges, and the Michigan Court Administration Association. Its members remain unchanged from their appointments that was made prior to November 26, according to the order. So basically, back in January of 2022, when this DEI committee was created, nobody even knew about it. According to Zara, they didn't even discuss it at the Supreme Court. But yet, evidently, it was created and has been in existence ever since, going back to January 2022. Well, now it's been renamed. Getting rid of Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Unit. So, kind of an interesting little twist. Now, Commission on Fairness and Public Trust. Whatever. Now, one of the other little short stories that we're going to talk about. No, you know what? I'm going to push that to the third hour because that ties right in with another story. Actually, it'll end up being a double play. Well, in this next hour, we're going to talk about a Mitchell Communications poll. Very early on, right now, right before Thanksgiving, kind of an early predictor of what could possibly happen in the governor's race next year, 2026. So we'll get into that. We'll have that story and then the other short one that I was going to talk about. Right now, this remaining portion of this segment, I would highly recommend that you guys save a ton of money in your Christmas shopping. Make it as easy as possible for yourself. Make it so you don't even have to leave your computer. Don't even have to leave your house. Sound good? Well, I got an email this morning from Mike Lindell's company, MyPillow.com, from Minnesota. They have not only agreed to extend the sale for our listeners, but they will ship your order as a priority at no additional cost, total free shipping. As we're heading into December now, here being December 2nd, realizing Christmas, folks, is just 3 weeks and 2 days away. So what you do is you make out your Christmas list, people you want to buy for. Go to the website, MyPillow.com, and look at all the different products they have. I highly recommend a new MyPillow 2.0. I sleep with one every single night. It keeps my head cool. I love it. Nice, beautiful support. Keeps my head level with my spine. Absolutely love that pillow. The bath towels, the slippers, all the things they have on that website, check it out. It's unbelievable. Go through your list. Put something in the cart for each person. Go to checkout and see how much the retail price is. Then put in one word, no space, Trucker Randy. The promo code Trucker Randy, hit apply. You'll see 50, 60, 70, 80% off some items and now free expedited shipping. Make sure you get it long before Christmas. And if you don't like shopping online, they have an 800 number specifically assigned to the Trucker Randy promo code. Just text me MP for MyPillow, and I'll send you the screenshot, the website, MyPillow.com, the promo code Trucker Randy, and the 800 number. And the other thing about this little screenshot, it has a picture of Donald Trump from when he was shot at Butler, Pennsylvania. Remember the bandage he had over his right ear? Well, they have a MyPillow logo there on the bandage. Cute little picture. Send me a text, MP for MyPillow, and I'll send it to you. 800-654-9659. That's the Trucker Randy operator phone number. 800-654-9659. 9659.